This call is being recorded.
All right, now remaining in your tube of protective white light, feel yourself deeply within yourself as you begin to breathe. You've already been breathing, but breathe deeply now. Breathe in the light. Take a deep breath in through your nose, breathing in the light. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on going deeply within yourself, finding that center within yourself as you breathe in the light. And exhale out through your lips the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention at your chakra centers in your etheric body. Become aware of all of the chakras. There are 12 chakras, but for now, 8 have been activated. The other 4 will come online as the vibration increases enough to allow that to happen. But for now, know that you have 8 chakras that have become activated, including the Gold Star Chakra. Please mute your phone. Including the Soul Star Chakra, approximately a foot above your head. So now as you focus on the chakras, become aware of the alignment of those chakras up along the spinal column, as well as the specific colors of each chakra. And notice as you look from a point of view, as you are visualizing those chakras or imagining them, or if you have trouble with visualization, just simply thinking about it, thinking of the chakras, visualizing them, and the specific colors starting from the bottom up, red, deep ruby red, brilliant red. When I say brilliant, I mean intensify the color. See it as the brightest, most brilliant, beautiful red you can imagine. And then the next chakra, orange. Beautiful, pristine orange. The third chakra, yellow. Yellow as the sun. And the fourth chakra at the heart center, deep blue-green. Just above the heart center, another one that has been activated, the high heart center. And that is magenta. And moving up to the throat area, fifth chakra, sky blue. Sixth, in the middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo as the night sky. And the seventh chakra, the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, brilliant, pure white. Again, as you focus on the colors, intensify them. Bring them up to the highest intensity of each of the colors. See them glowing, brilliant, shining. And then the spinning of the chakras, both clockwise and counterclockwise. And as the chakra spins counterclockwise, it pulls energy into the etheric body. And as the chakra spins clockwise, it sends energy out from the etheric body. So there is always the in and out, so within, so without. Now put your attention at your high heart center, the magenta color center, and your sixth chakra in the middle of your forehead, the third eye, and energetically connect the two with your mind. Just connect the two. Make the heart-mind connection. Connecting the two energetically by sending energy up from the high heart center to the third eye and back down again to the high heart and around, forming a vortex of energy. And your conscious knowing self, the self that is you, that self that will continue on forever and ever and ever. That self now is being pulled into that vortex, and your exit point is right there in the middle of your forehead. So now you are looking out through the middle of your forehead as a small point of light, a point of consciousness. And the middle of your forehead, the third eye, is a window or a doorway out into the astral world. There are two exits into the astral from the physical body. One is through the third chakra, and one is through the sixth chakra. We always attempt to encourage ones to move through the sixth chakra out into the astral realm. It's much safer in this respect. But know that with the light, as you have created the light within yourself, you are already protected, as well as all of your guides are with you. Those of us, the ascended masters, are with you. So nothing can even begin to be able to penetrate through your shields that are available here. So know that you are perfectly safe as you move out into the astral realm now. Exit out through that third eye into the astral world. Become aware of your physical body, laying or sitting there. You being connected to your physical, but also being separate from it as well. For you are not your physical body. Your physical body is simply a part of you at this time, in these moments. Now let yourself begin to rise upward in your astral and etheric body. Find yourself rising upward. See your body falling behind, below you. As you rise up through the roof of the building, up into the sky, through the clouds, your body falling further and further below you, the earth falling further and further below you. Get that sense as if you were up in a plane, looking out down through the window and seeing the earth down there. Get that sense as you move up higher and higher, till you pass the Earth's atmosphere and become aware of all of our ships and the planets in the solar system, and know that your vision, your ability to envision or imagine or visualize is immense. You can move out past the solar system, out into the galaxy. There is no time or space limits here for you. As far as you want to go with your vision, with your imagination, imaging in, you can imagine all the way to the great central sun of the universe. And along the way, become aware of all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, the billions of galaxies that are within the universe. And all of those galaxies that have a central sun also have solar systems within those galaxies. And they have suns, all ensouled by beings. Just imagine for a moment. Let yourself, your three-dimensional mind, inquisitive mind, let that go for just a moment and give rise to something that is so beyond the third-dimensional consciousness that every single galaxy and every solar system and every planet of every solar system is ensouled by a being, great beings, which at one time you may have even been one of those. Your higher selves have possibly been beings ensouling planets, ensouling galaxies, to give you a sense of who you are in the grand scheme of things, in the grand universe itself, as you came from the source and you are returning to the source of your being. So let yourself go all the way now to the central sun of the universe and envision, imagine, visualize that sun, how immense it is, how much energy it is putting forth. It is beyond the imagination, certainly beyond the imagination of a third dimensional consciousness to even be able to grasp the immenseness, the power within this great sun, and the being that ensouls this sun. Now see those waves of energy that have been coming from this great central source. Wave after wave after wave, coming all the way to the earth, moving through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies. And each time it moves to a galaxy closer and closer to the earth, it lowers in frequency and vibration, or the earth would not be able to handle a direct wave of energy from the great central sun of the universe. It must be stepped down again and again and again until finally the earth is able to take that wave of energy. Know that even though these energies have been stepped down many, many times, it is becoming less and less now, because the earth, in all of her pristine glory, is rising up in vibration, is returning to what she once was, a great being ensouling a planet of higher dimensional frequency. Once she was higher vibration, higher dimension, and purposefully allowed herself to be dropped down in vibration, just as you, each one of you, allowed yourselves to be dropped down in vibration, be able to be a part of this evolution. So now, I want you to, for a moment, imagine yourselves here on the planet Earth, going about this particular day, just like any other day, as you move through that day, possibly at your rising in the morning, and going through your head, thinking about what you're going to be doing that day, going about your business just as you would any other day. But there is something in the air this one time, this one day. You do not know what it is. You felt it at times before, but it was just a fleeting glimpse. But here it is again. But this time it persists. It is not fleeting. It stays with you. And you notice the stillness in the air. Perhaps you go outside and you notice and feel the stillness all around you. And the birds have stopped chirping. Song, they are not singing their song this morning or this day. Everything is quiet. You feel an immense rising up within you, starting at the first chakra, as your kundalini energy begins to awaken, begins to rise upward. The energies that are coming into the planet on this day are immense, and all of a sudden you look up into the sky and you see through the clouds these tremendous colors, as if a rainbow was broken apart and just coming down through the clouds and showing itself. Many, many different colors, such as you would see with the great northern lights. But here it is, everywhere on the planet. Everyone can see it as a great flash comes from the sun and is coming to the earth. You felt it before it came, and now you see it. You see it for the first time. And it comes and envelops you. These colors, these feelings, and the blissfulness overwhelms you. It is taking any time within your life where you felt that tremendous bliss, or even just for a moment you understood the universe. Everything was crystal clear for you. Perhaps it was even when you were doing certain kinds of hallucinogenic drugs of some type. Just expand your consciousness. But here your consciousness is expanding rapidly. You are now understanding everything, and the memories of who you are flooding back into you. You remember in this moment everything. But it is not a fleeting memory this time. It is something that comes into you. You remember everything. You remember who you are, who you have been. You remember consciousness itself. You feel consciousness itself. For the first time, you fully understand what consciousness is. And the connection to the great consciousness of the universe. How you are the universe. The universe is right there within you. The kingdom of heaven. As I said long ago as Yeshua, the kingdom of heaven is within you. And in that moment, I understood consciousness. Greater consciousness, full consciousness. Just as you are in this moment, understanding it, as the event, the great changeover is now in motion. So imagine what that would be like, that will be like. As it is happening right now, this moment, you are feeling it move through you and in you. It is a part of your being, not just your physical body, but all of your bodies. all of your multidimensional selves all come together as one. Feel that now. Experience what that is like. So that when it does happen, not at the third dimensional level, when the earth, when Gaia herself has ascended fully and is ready to take all of you with her, those moments, that is when the solar flash will happen. It will bring this great wave of consciousness to all that are ready for it across the planet. Will all be ready? No. All those that have chosen to be ready shall. To see how life change in those moments, this great changeover that occurs, how you will differentiate the moments before and the moments after. And you will remember long into the future what it was like on that day of the changeover, on that day of the great solar flash, on that day of the event. What it was like to be there before, what it is like to be there after. Please let yourselves now begin to drift back to your physical form, coming back in, bringing that blissful feeling, that sense of oneness, that one consciousness, that being the one. Bring that back in with you now. That when the vibration is right, you will remember this day. You will remember it, but it will be multiplied hundreds of times beyond this. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I am here at this time to continue to help you develop, help you work through all of the changes that are happening in your lives and those lives around you. Everything that is occurring is happening exactly as it needs to. And that is what you need to come to understand. Even though it does not appear so, even though it appears to become darker and darker, it is not. It is becoming lighter and lighter. The light is shining through more and more. This time, this awakening is all about hope. Hope eternal. Hope continues on eternally. And for those that lose hope, they lose their lives. They become stagnant in their lives. Once they have lost hope, they no longer want to continue on. So that is why those of us, the ascended ones and the galactics and the Agarthans that are working with all of you, that is why we continue to bring these messages of hope to you, to continue to help you to rise up into the light. Rise up into your awakening and into your ascension process. Because if you lose hope, you lose everything. You must continue on. And those around you that are losing hope, do what you can when you are able to raise their aspirations, to bring their hope back to them. Because everything that we have been sharing with you is a part of this hope. the part of this continuing on, preparing you for this great day that we have spoken of, these great moments that will precede your ascension. And everything that we have shared with you are promises. We have been saying for some time, this is a great awakening. This is indeed the darkness before the dawn. But the dawn is approaching. Even now, those of you that have the eyes to see can see that dawn approaching now. You can feel it within you. You know it. Because many of you have felt it before in other lifetimes, other planets, other galaxies. You have done this before. So you know, you feel something is in the air. Many of you say, I feel it. I feel there is a great change coming. And indeed, there is a great change coming. Even now, as I speak to you, it is a momentous change that is about to occur, which you might call the domino that you have all been looking for. It's about to fall. That first domino will lead to many more following after that. Some bigger, some smaller. They will continue on and on to fall until the culmination of this first wave of ascension happens. Then, of course, the waves after to follow, where you, each one of you who chooses, will be a part of bringing that next wave forward, just as we are a part of bringing this first wave forward. This is what you came here, my friends. This is what you came here for. To be a part of this expression, to be the expression itself of the continuation, the momentum that is needed to continue to bring this whole process forward, this whole awakening forward. And then awakening it is. Many, many, many across the planet are awakening. Not maybe as fully as you have, but they are beginning to awaken. They are beginning to wonder. They are beginning to remember themselves, what they are here for, what this is all about. And if they are not remembering, they are asking the question now, why am I here? What is this for? What is my mission? Just as you all asked those questions previously in your beginning awakening process. And as they ask those questions, guess who will be there to answer them for them? You, each and every one of you who are willing to be a part of the awakening expression of your neighbors, your brothers, your sisters. That is what you came here to do. That is what you volunteered for. So as the vibrations continue to increase, as that finish line is right there in front of you, and many of you can see it, and if not see it, you can feel it. You know it is there. So as the James said earlier, with our prompting, feel that adrenaline push now. Feel it coming up within you. Feel the light rising within you, the violet flame expanding within you. Feel it all coming up and pushing you forward to reach that finish line. For it is right there in front of you. Do not shy back. Do not fall back. Move forward. Inch by inch if you have to. Keep moving your feet, figuratively speaking. Keep moving ahead. Allow that commitment that you came here for so long ago. Let it push you and push you and push you to move to the finish. I am Sananda. I leave you now in peace, love, harmony, joy, oneness, and that you will continue to remember who you are throughout even the deepest darkness that might befall you. Know that even as that darkness is there, the light is right there, ready to shine through. It will completely illuminate all the darkness. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, Shoshana here. And we are ready to continue on with this program that was started not just some time ago in this lifetime, but many lifetimes ago. We have been working with you. Even some of you have been working with us throughout all of this. You may not remember that at this time, but many of you are a part already of the Great White Brotherhood of Light. And you have been many different ones in the past, some greater, some smaller, some unmistakable, and some not so remembered. But that is okay, because you each had a purpose. Each and every lifetime you came in, you signed contracts, if you will, to be here, especially to do everything that you could to be here at this time in these moments now. Everything, and we say everything that you have done previously in past lifetimes have prepared you for what you are and where you are right now in these moments. Think about that and let that come into your more full understanding beyond your three-dimensional consciousness. Because more and more now, many of you will begin to leave your third dimensional consciousness behind more often and more often. And you will find yourselves in higher fourth and even fifth and even beyond that at times, where you will become fully the being that you were intended to be and intended for yourselves to be. Okay, we are ready for your questions here, if you have them. Would there be any questions out there from those of you? You can unmute your phones if you have not already done so. Yes.
Okay, I think this is... might be quick. I'm just wondering about India, all the everything that's going on there. I just wonder if this is another dark agenda to try and spread it, another wave around the world of this so-called virus, or a natural evolution of lives.
First of all, there is no natural evolution of these viruses, as you are saying here. They are all pre-planned and developed by those of the nefarious ones who are attempting to bring about depopulation and what is called eugenics and all of these things that they have planned for many, 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 many lifetimes, not certainly just this lifetime. They have been working on this for thousands of years, and it is all coming to a culmination now. But they did not count on you. They did not count on you. They did not know that you would be there. You being the collective you, those of you, the awakened ones, that was their biggest concern, that those of you would awaken to who they are. And that is now in the process of happening, because more and more are stepping out and stepping forward and giving information, revealing information, revealing truth after truth after truth. And those that are ready to hear it and those that are ready to see it are doing so. So specifically what you are asking about that area of India, it is a pre-planned proposition that they are working through here. And just as any other of these pre-planned activities, they are destined to failure here, because there are so many that are working with you, alongside of you, not for you, but alongside of you, to minimize all of the various effects that come from all of this. Will some succumb to this? Certainly, it is already happening. But they have been the ones that have put that in their soul contract, that they would be there to show the way to others, even though they would first leave this planet. Hey, Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We will share. Dear one, may we share with you?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, the spin doctors are hard at work here because the evil that is upon the planet is losing its grip. It is losing its grip. If it was winning its grip, they would not try so hard to create something new, you see. A virus can make many ill, and the recovery of a virus is very high. The incident that is occurring in India is what you would call a false flag. Its magnitude is very small, and your evil beings that wish to create a dark agenda are maximizing fear as we speak by creating this for you. You must ignore it. You must not give it power. Namaste.
Very good. Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question, please.
Yes.
This is Rita, and since we are, Shoshana had mentioned, it was kind of into my question, and you, or the gal, is now we had the virus, and I don't think my question is, am I right when I ask this, that they created that virus to try to eliminate the population as much as they could. Well, my opinion is they didn't do a good job, so then they come up with the vaccination. I think the vaccination is to finish and do what they didn't do with the virus itself, and I think that that's going to eliminate a lot of population. Could I be a little true on that?
What we will tell you is that their attempts to bring about depopulation have been, as we said earlier, in the works for thousands of years here. They have been working toward the culmination of their plans. And one of their greatest plans was to create a World War III. That was what they were attempting to do. But as all of you most likely know already, that was brought to failure because those of the Galactics were able to minimize or even completely debilitate those of their weapons to be able to do this. And the ones that are called the Alliance are working behind the scenes to mitigate and completely eliminate any of these types of threats. Now, when that did not work, they went to their next plan, which was a pandemic. You know, in your various movies that have come out, your zombie apocalypse and things of this nature, this was part of their plan as well, to bring this about. And of course, they would have a cure for themselves. But this did not occur. Look at the various times they have attempted to do this with your HIV, with your Ebola, all of these types of things. And now this particular virus, which is another indication of how they have attempted to do this, planned this, created this particular virus, but it has also been minimized and mitigated and in many respects completely neutralized at various levels by the Alliance and by the Galactics working with the Alliance. And they may try something else, such as the vaccines, as you are saying. Those that are behind that are also those ones that planned this virus here. So it is one thing after another after another. But those of the Alliance and those of you, the boots on the ground, those of you that step forward and share whenever you can, are helping to minimize the fear involved in this. This is their biggest thing, fear. This is what they attempt to do, create fear around all of these things, because they know that fear will keep ascension from happening. And that has been their primary goal, because they knew as ascension happens, they have lost completely. They have lost all the ones that have awakened to their own ascension. And this is what they attempted to hold off as much as they possibly could. You see? Shoshana, do you have something you
add
here?
I do not add to this.
Very good. Was this sufficient of an answer for you, dear one?
Yes, sir. That was just exactly, not as well as you'd put it, but I figured that out. Well, we had the Black Plague long, long time ago, too, and I think that was them doing that, too.
That was correct. That was also a planned event.
Okay, yes. Thank you very much for your...
As well as your Holocaust in your World War II, the elimination of the Jewish population and others, all part of this depopulation program, eugenics program that they have been about. Yes.
Okay, so they, excuse me for taking so long, but then they were afraid of us, and they knew that if there was a whole lot of us left, that we would wise up, and that's what they didn't want happen.
That is correct. They are incredibly afraid of you. This is why they are doing everything they can to censor you, your words, your truth coming forward.
Thank you so much for your wisdom, your wisdom and your dedication. Thank you. And your commitment.
And we would say the same to all of you. Thank you for your commitment. Would there be other questions?
I have a question. Yeah. I'm sorry it's on the sort of on the same topic, but it's about being in the vicinity of people who have been vaccinated. A lot of the light working frontline doctors are talking about this spike protein possibly shedding onto us. We're not concerned because we're protected, but a friend called me from Los Angeles today. She's very awake. She's not gotten the vaccine. She and her friend are both non-vax. They had lunch with a woman who was vaccinated, and they both a few weeks later started bleeding. And I'm just wondering if there is shedding of these proteins, and if there is shedding of these proteins to the healthy non-vax people, what can they do to protect themselves?
Very good. Shoshana, do you wish to address this first?
We do not.
Very good. Then we would say to you that you are correct in terms of your particular ability to remain safe from all of this because of vibration. As your vibration continues to increase, there is nothing, no thing that can affect you whatsoever. Now, there might be a temporary being assailed by a particular type of virus or something of this nature. You have all had this at one time or another, what you call the flu or your colds or all of these types of things, but you are still here. They did not make you exit from this planet because you were not supposed to. That is not your soul contract here. So those of you that are in this awakening process and are building the light more and more within you and around you, and that is what is important here, the around you part, where you are able to hold off anything that would be able to penetrate through your force field here. Your force field of your light body, which is your Merkaba light body. And it cannot penetrate through this as long as you believe that it is there and protecting you. That is so important. Believing is seeing here. So do not be concerned. Do not have fear. Fear will help to lower your defenses. That is what it does. It enables your immune system to be attacked. If you keep fear out, your immune system cannot be penetrated here, cannot be attacked in these ways. And if it is, your immune system will be able to handle this because your cellular structure is becoming more and more crystalline, even as we are speaking now. Know that each time that we come together in these ways, there are things that are happening to each and every one of you that you are not even aware of at this point. You call them downloads. You can talk about your DNA increases. All of these things are happening without you even knowing it at this point.
We will share.
Yes, please do.
Dear sister, yes. May we share with you?
Yes, sister.
Please give this information to those that are asking. We find that an iodine supplement will assist in this process of what you call the shedding process or the protein that you may be penetrated with somehow that is being given off by those that have been vaccinated. So we will tell you three things. An iodine supplement, a vitamin D3 supplement, and sea salt baths. Now, we are talking of Dead Sea that are plentiful. You can find them easily. We are not talking about that which you call Epsom salts. We are talking about Dead Sea salts. This will cleanse the body, and the iodine will remove toxins, and the D3 will boost the immune system. Namaste.
Wonderful.
Namaste. So we should not, us light workers, because we don't get sick, we don't believe in this, we don't need to be concerned. My intuition is telling me, really, I don't really want to hang out with people who have been vaccinated. Is that me being just a little too concerned? I'm not in fear. I just feel like, why do I want to be around them?
Dear sister, we will continue to share if we may. There is a great division going on here, and it is purposeful, and the plan is working out. You must stay true to yourself. You must continue to live within your moral bounds that you wish to have here. As an authentic, loving individual, you must continue with that and not succumb to any pressures. We will tell you that there is group consciousness that affects everyone in this respect and can influence an individual in this respect. It is not a bad idea to supplement, to take things to protect the biological being. This is not a bad idea. You are protected, but there are so many programs that are running in the background that we do not necessarily clearly have conscious understanding of. So the biological being may be affected by a subconscious program that is running, that is a group understanding. So we will say that you could benefit from taking these supplements as well. It certainly would not hurt you, and you are protected as long as your belief is strong. Namaste.
Very good. And yes, that is what we would add here, your belief. Belief will create your reality, not the other way around. That is what you have to come to understand. And as Shoshana has said, if you succumb to the programming that is within your subconscious, within your past lives and all of these things, then you will not fully have the belief that you need to hold off and keep these things from penetrating and affecting your immune system. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
It's regarding those who will continue on in the 3D expression. Will they have a veil of forgetfulness, and is this the norm?
They will have a veil of forgetfulness, yes. They will be there one day and be somewhere else completely the next and not even know that anything has occurred. They will be accommodated. That is what you have to come to understand. It is not your path, it is their path. Your path is taking you in a certain direction through the ascension process. Their path may or may not take them in that process, through that process. That is up to them, their choice entirely. You cannot make that choice for them. Okay? Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
We agree.
Very good. Then are there any other questions before we release panel?
Yes, dear one. This is Lorelei, dear ones. Hello. So, I think we have an understanding that, of course, that going to the event or attending on the line or whatever is a very powerful thing to do. But I'm not sure we really quite understand exactly why it's so powerful in terms of what it does in greater world or what it does for our mission here, if we will, on the earth at this time. So I'd love to have some more information on the specifics of what our being together as a group in those events is actually accomplishing in the greater world at this time.
We would say to you, it is beyond your beyond your imaginings, really, as to the greater purpose in coming together in those respects. When you come together as a group with the energy that is generated within that group, we are then able to work directly with that group, not only to assist you with yourselves, but also to assist you, to help you assist the collective consciousness of the planet. We work through you in that respect. And the more energy that is generated there, the more that we can reach out to the population as a whole of this planet. You have a great effect in that way of affecting the entire collective consciousness of this planet, much more than you can possibly imagine. Shoshana.
We will share. May we share on this, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, there is a quantum field that receives all of your messages and your thoughts as an individual, as two or more are gathered, as a group is gathered. This field is influenced greatly and rains down upon your planet with the influence that you have provided for it, you see. This is the way thought works. When a group is together and committed and focused in one direction, this creates an exponential message so that the field is magnified with your thought and your intention exponentially, you see. So the more that are gathered as one mind, as one unit, the field magnifies itself and creates a wave and a vibration of understanding that others immediately catch on to, you see. That is why it is important to be in a group. Namaste.
Very good. Wonderful explanation.
Yes, thank you.
Would there be any other one question before we release channel?
I have a question. It's yourself.
Yeah.
I saw a post on television.
We cannot,
dear one, we cannot hear you. Please, please do not use.
Is that better? Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. I saw a post on Telegram that showed a demonstration of, I guess, the movement of three different groups of beings off the planet, some through the Sun Gate, and then two other groups through the Eye of Horus Gate. That it had a picture of the gate next to the sun, and then through the West Gate and the East Gate, one to Sirius, a planet off of Sirius, and the other to the Pleiades, I believe it was. I'm not sure. Can you tell me if this is even remotely correct?
The answer to your question is affirmative. Yes, certainly there are many stargates and various portals, we will say here, that are enable one to move freely and very swiftly through from one galaxy to another galaxy. You have seen this in your various movies that have depicted this, your stargates and things of this type of thing. And they are able to travel immense three-dimensional distances as a result of this. So yes,
no,
there are stargates and portals everywhere. And those of your cabal, the dark forces, have done everything they can to keep you from having this information, to knowing this. They know about these stargates. They know where they are. They know how to create these portals, and they have kept this from you. But it is coming. You, when disclosure happens, you will be introduced to this concept of stargates more fully, and even yourselves may be going through those stargates in a time to come. Okay? Shoshana.
We wish to inquire here. May we ask a question, dear sister?
Yes, actually, I was wondering, is this part of the plan, the ascension plan, using these gates? You know? Okay. Go ahead.
we wish to ask a question here, dear sister. How does this resonate with you? How does this idea that you became familiar with resonate with you?
Feels true to me. Feels real to me.
Yes. And we would ask then, why is there a comment from you that is this remotely even true?
Well, I'll tell you why. There is so much disinformation right now out there that it's hard, you know. That's why I wanted to know. That's why I wanted confirmation from you guys if that was true.
Dear sister, the confirmation on any piece of information lies within your consciousness, lies within your heart, you see.
Okay.
It is true when it is true for you. It is true when it resonates with you, you see. We know the vastness of the universe, the multiverse, the vastness of the planetary realm that exists here within the multiverse. The idea that one can move through a stargate to another galaxy or another planet or star is absolutely true. However, you will find that most cannot consume this information as it is beyond their understanding and beyond their consciousness, you see. So we will tell you it is valid, it is true. And
may I clarify
you must
something?
Trust your and you must trust your heart. Yes, namaste.
Okay.
Yes.
My clarification was I have no doubt that the stargates exist and are used. My question was, is it part of the plan? Like it was actually showing the plan of the ascension. That's what I was wondering.
We will share this. This is really not our information to give, but we will tell you that it is part of the plan. Namaste.
Okay, cool. All right, great. Thank you. Thanks.
Very good. And we are done for the time. We need to release channel. And Shoshana, do you have anything of parting information?
We will ask each person that is on their own path to understanding and their own path to their own fulfillment of their soul and their spirituality to follow their hearts and to find the positive aspect in all that they come to understand. There is many sides to every experience that each individual will go through, but the main side is the side of the light. Focus on the light. Focus on the beauty. Focus on the miracles. Namaste.
Very good. And we would simply say, as we have said times before, fasten your seatbelts because Kansas is about to go bye-bye. And what we mean by that is the norm, the understanding of things they are, is about to go topsy-turvy here. So get ready for that. It is coming. And you are going to be experiencing a great change to come to not only this country, but the entire planet as this plan continues to work its way through. Santi, peace be with you. Be the one.